Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Monday. I hope you are having the best freaking day ever. I'm in quite a good mood right now as I'm recording this episode for you. I just recorded the 100th episode for exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, which drops tomorrow. If you listen to and are subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks, we are doing a massive giveaway to celebrate 100 episodes. Two people are going to win some one-on-one coaching with me. One person is going to win a phone call, and another person is going to win 24 hours of Voxer support. To enter is super easy. You just have to screenshot you listening to an episode of exclusive Pep Talks. So just the image of the podcast on your phone, share it on socials, tag me, and you'll be entered. I'm going to be drawing the giveaway winner next Tuesday, so 1 week from tomorrow's episode dropping. If you are not subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks, I want to ask you a really serious question. What are you doing with your life? If you love this podcast, exclusive Pep Talks is like this podcast, but next level. I actually answer your questions. You get to submit questions and I record episodes just for you. It's really an incredible place to be inside of my world. Link to join is in the show notes of this episode. And you heard it right. There are 100 bonus episodes, 100 over there awaiting you. Enjoy. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about things that I do to ensure that I achieve my goals. I was actually thinking about this as I was out on my walk today, and what really inspired me to share this on the podcast, my fitness coach and I were talking about the powerlifting meet coming up in August. I don't know if I've even shared here. I'm pretty sure that I did. On August 31st, I'm going to be participating in my first ever powerlifting meet. And to be honest with you, like, I'm such a newbie with this. Like, I'm just literally learning how to do the big three lifts, squats, deadlifts, and bench. I've been benching with a barbell for about a year now. I just started deadlifting like 2 weeks ago, and I just started squatting like a month ago. So there is so much work to be done. But my coach and I were talking about some of my deficiencies, and one of the things that we noticed that I'm struggling with, and as I watch a lot of the film back of me exercising and doing the lifts, I'm looking for my deficiencies. But one of the things that we were talking about today was my mindset in my lifts, which is so interesting because I literally am a mindset coach. I help people improve their mindset. So when he said that to me, he's like, the power is there. The strength is there. It's a mental thing for you. And I felt so empowered in that moment because I'm like, well, fuck yes, I know how to improve my mindset. So I asked him a little bit afterwards. I said, you want to know why I asked him this question? Because the man is fucking insane. I told him we were talking about my goals for the meet and like what I think would happen after the meet. Like, is it something that I'll probably want to continue in? And I said, you know, if I go and I love it, then yeah, definitely. It's probably something that I'll want to continue doing. But I said to him, my goal is to be able to bench 200 pounds by the time of the meet. So y'all know my goal was to be able to bench 200 pounds by the end of this year. So the meet is a few months before the end of the year. So we'll see if I get there. But he said his goal for me is 225. And I looked at him like he lost his mind. But then I followed up and I said, is there anything that, and I said, be honest with me, because that's what coaches should do, is they should be honest with you. I said, is there anything else that I can be doing either during our sessions or outside of our sessions or with my nutrition, or are there things that I can be doing that are going to help me get to where we want me to go? And he said, absolutely not. He said, if I could get my other clients to give 50% of the effort that you give, they would see incredible progress. Like, the progress for me has been nonstop, not just in getting stronger in the gym, form improving in the gym, body transforming. Like, it's been nonstop because I'm giving so much effort to it. And it felt really good to hear him say that. So I was thinking about, as I was out on my walk today, reflecting on that conversation, I was thinking about, what are the things that I do that help me make sure that I'm going to achieve my goals? And I say this just to follow up and say, I don't always achieve my goals, but I always give 100% effort. And when you give 100% effort, you can almost not be disappointed in the outcome. Because if you don't get the result that you wanted, you know that you gave everything that you had. It's when we don't give everything that we had that we feel like, man, I wish that would have turned out differently. Because for me at least, and I believe most people are this way, no matter what, if we can look in the mirror and say, I gave it my all, we feel good about ourselves, whether we got the result that we were looking for or not. So I want to share with you, I have 7 things that I do that help ensure that I will achieve my goals. So the first thing is self-talk and mantras. And this is something that as I was out on my walk, I was reflecting on this because I was asking myself, and I do this all the time, and I was just having this conversation with a client the other day inside of the Total Package. When it comes to your mindset, if you have improved your mindset in one area of your life, that means that you have the ability to transform and change and improve your mindset in any area of your life. You just have to look for, how does this translate? So as I was out on my walk, of course, I start listening to, because I'm like, I want to improve my mindset when I'm lifting. I start listening to some videos around like things to think about when it comes to your mindset and lifting. And all of it is shit that I've already done in so many other areas of my life, around my mindset with food, around my mindset in my business, around my mindset with self-sabotage, around my mindset with finances. Like, I've already done it all. So these are the things that I do to ensure that I'm going to achieve my goals. The first is that I monitor my self-talk and I use mantras, because I deeply believe with all of my being that what we tell ourselves is what we believe. So in this instance, if I get underneath the weight and I say, oh my God, this is about to be so fucking heavy, I don't think that I can move this, then that is where my energy is going to go and likely the action that is going to follow. But if I get under it and I say to myself, like, this is lightweight, light work, like, I got this, then that is where my emotions are going to follow. Same is true in other areas of your life. If you want to be more consistent posting on social media, number one, you should be inside of my 30-day content challenge. But if you tell yourself, oh my God, I hate posting on social media, I dread showing up on social media, then that is where your emotions are going to follow. But if you tell yourself that you're excited to show up and share your message, then that is where your emotions are going to follow. Same is true with your relationship with food. If you tell yourself that stopping binge eating is the hardest thing in the world and you're never going to be able to do it, well, then guess what? That is what you're going to believe. But on the flip side, if you tell yourself you are so excited to be able to conquer binge eating and saying no to the urge to binge is effortless for you, that doesn't mean it'll always be true, but that certainly will mean that that is where your emotions are going to go. So the first thing that I do when it comes to achieving my goals is checking my self-talk and the mantras that I'm using. So I'm going to sit down this weekend and create some mantras for myself for when I get under the bar. I actually think I'm going to record a little audio for myself full of mantras, you know, the way that I do inside of some of my programs, put it to a little bit of music and have it on my phone so that I can plug into that right before I'm trying to get a big lift. Figuring out, how do I get in my own head in a really awesome way? Because we get in our own head all of the time in a really damaging way. How do we flip that on its head and get into our minds in a really, really powerful way? The second thing that I do to ensure that I'm going to achieve my goals, and I've been doing this for years, and I've already been doing it with my fitness goals, is visualizing myself doing it. So when I decided that I was going to do a powerlifting meet, I'm not kidding y'all, I already have my hairstyle picked out, the way I'm going to wear my makeup, the jewelry that I'm going to put on my face, I want to put like some little jewels on my face, the outfit that I'm going to wear, the lifters that I'm going to have, the belt that I'm going to have, like the color I'm going to paint my nails. Like, I've been thinking about every part of what is going to happen during that experience. I'm visualizing it. When I am thinking about the last time that I went into the gym and I hit a PR on bench, when I hit 175, the night before I went to bed, I laid in my bed visualizing it happening in a very particular workout outfit When I got up the next morning, I put that outfit on. And when I showed up in the gym, I thought about how this had already happened. Does it mean that every single goal that you visualize is going to come true? Of course not. But does it bring you that much closer to achieving what you want? Yes. And the most beautiful part about visualization is that it helps you experience what it's like to achieve your goals before it's even happened. This is something that I teach on in depth inside of Embody, which is one of my signature courses that is happening later this year in April. It's going to be taking place. The next thing that I do that is so important that most people are failing to do when it comes to achieving their goals is reiteration. So many people are setting their goals and then forgetting about them. I am reminding myself literally 6 or 7 days out of the week what it is that I want and why I want it. You have to keep your goals top of mind. And with that, I didn't include in this, but another thing that's so important is why you want your goals. So I remind myself why I want it, what I want and why I want it, because there has to be a reason. If there's not a reason, if there's not a connection for you, if there's not a driving force for you, it's going to be really hard to continue to show up. So you have to reiterate to yourself every single day, this is what I want and this is why I want it. When we do that, it puts us in a place of taking more intentional and aligned action with doing the things that are going to help us achieve that. Many of you know my binge eating journey started with me literally writing in my journal every single day, I am an intuitive eater who respects her body. That was my goal. I am an intuitive eater who respects her body every day. And what happened when I told myself at the start of the day, a mantra that I used and reiterated every day, what happened when I told myself that, as I move throughout the course of my day, I'm thinking about who I said I want to be, an intuitive eater who respects her body. So I'm going to reiterate for myself every single day, I killed it. I crushed it at the powerlifting meet in August. I can bench press 200 pounds, like reiterating every single day what it is you want and why you want it. The next thing that I do to ensure that I achieve my goals, this is something that a lot of people don't want to do because it's uncomfortable, is to look for, acknowledge, and work on your deficiencies. You guys have seen me doing this. Every single time that I show up to the gym and meet with my trainer, every single time that I showed up to HPS and I got on that stage to rehearse for my coaches, every single time that I got on a call with my business coach during a mastermind, I was looking for where am I falling short and what needs to happen in order for me to improve. I am constantly seeking out what are my deficiencies and how do I go about improving them. So right now, I know what my weaknesses are, my deficiencies in every single one of my lifts, and I'm working on them. Behind the scenes, during my sessions, mentally, strategically, I am working on them. If you want to achieve the things that you say that you want, you have to acknowledge that you're probably not going to be good at every single piece of the puzzle that's required for you to bring that goal to fruition. Do you have the willingness to look for the weak links and say, here's how I'm going to fix it? If you have that willingness, which it's hard, it is so hard to call yourself out and be like, dang girl, you're really not very good at this. It's uncomfortable, especially if you have a damaged relationship with yourself. It's so easy for me to do it now because I feel so solid in who I am. I built so much trust with myself. I have honest communication with myself. I believe in myself. I know with certainty that I am a person who can get better. But when we struggle with that, when we have a negative relationship with ourselves, or we put ourselves down a lot, or we call ourselves names, or we're really unsure in our belief in ourselves, then it feels challenging to call yourself out on your deficiencies because it's like, oh man, this just makes me feel like I suck as a person. A reminder that sucking at something does not mean that you suck. Not being good at something does not mean that you're not a good person. Needing to improve at something does not mean that you need to improve across the board who you are as a person. We have to learn to separate who we are versus the way that we do things, because there's always going to be room for improvement when it comes to skills and things that you're working to master. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you as a person, okay? The next thing that I do to ensure that I achieve my goals is, honestly, y'all know this, being consistent as fuck. Like, it just is what it is. It is what it is, isn't it? I've been listening to, watching way too much Love Island UK. It is my guilty pleasure. I am incredibly, incredibly consistent. And I want to share with this right now that I have not in my life always been incredibly, incredibly consistent. I spent most of my life lacking consistency. I was really good for doing stuff for like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. As soon as it got hard, as soon as I got bored, as soon as I felt like it's not working, it's not paying off, I was out. You need to become someone who is consistent. The people who are achieving the things that they want in life, for most of them, there's nothing special about them other than the fact that they have mastered showing up day in and day out, okay? The next thing that I do, and this one is very, very important for me, is emotionally detaching. And what I mean by that is that I am not attached to the outcome. Instead, I'm focusing on maximum effort because only one of those things are we able to control. We cannot always control the outcome and the result, right? No matter how hard we try, no matter how much effort we put in, I could bench press every single day for the rest of my life. I could hire the most incredible powerlifting coach that ever existed and do every single thing that they told me to do. That does not mean that by August, I will be able to bench press 200 pounds. It just doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to do what it is I want to do and get the outcome that I am desiring. And when we feel emotionally detached to achieving that outcome, what we do is, number one, we delay gratification and happiness because we convince ourselves that we're so attached to having that thing that we can't be happy now. And additionally, and I think most importantly, when we're attached to the outcome, we steal the joy that is found in the process. And I know that that can be, like, honestly, one of the most annoying things to hear when we think that it's getting to the goal that's going to make us happy. But the truth is, like, the joy is in the journey. If you have been around for a long time, you might remember when I first started sharing my weight loss journey on social media, it was not on Instagram, it was on Facebook. And my Facebook page was called Joy in Jessica's Journey. Because I was doing nothing at that time but looking to find joy in my weight loss journey. Took a long time to finally find it. Took a lot of changes, but we found it and we're here now. And one of the things that I really care about in my life when I'm working hard to achieve something is learning to really enjoy the process of it and knowing that being so emotionally attached to the outcome and not feeling joy in the journey now and withholding happiness from myself in the process of getting there, that's not doing me any favors. It's not doing me any favors, and it's certainly not doing you any favors. So work on focusing on maximum effort rather than just wanting to get to the end result, okay? And then the final thing that I do, which is so important and something that I've really been embracing, especially with the goals that I have in the gym, is practicing embracing failure, because failure means you're pushing yourself there, and failure means that you're trying, and failure means that you're putting in effort, and failure means that you're figuring it out. I used to think that failure was like the worst thing in the world because, similar to what I was saying a couple of minutes ago, there was this attachment for me of like, if I fail at something, I am a failure. It is so important to remember you are not a failure when you fail at something. That does not define who you are. Failure is a part of being successful. The people who are succeeding are the ones who are failing the most. So I'm like, I want to fail. I want to fail. I want to fail. I want to fail. Let's push me there. Because the more I fail, the more comfortable I get at failing. And the more I know that I'm pushing myself beyond what I'm currently capable of. And how do we actually grow in life? By pushing ourselves beyond what we're currently capable of, okay? So if you implement these 7 things in your life, you can ensure too that you will achieve your goals. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I want to ask, if you have not already, would you please leave a rating and review? It is very simple to do. If you listen on the podcast app on Apple, just go to the Purple Podcast app, follow the Queen of Pep Talks show, scroll down, and you will see 5 empty stars. Click on the 5th and final star to leave a 5-star rating. And then underneath, you can just write a little 1 or 2 sentence review about how you feel about the Queen of Pep Talks podcast, okay? If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a rating there, but you can't leave a written review. But what you can do is participate in their new Q&A feature by leaving little comments underneath of episodes that I can then see and publish for other listeners to see. I appreciate you guys so, so much. Go subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen and enter for your opportunity to win some one-on-one coaching with me, okay? I love you guys to absolute, absolute pieces, and I will chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.